It's time now for your letters. On Friday's program, we heard the first in a series of reports from NPR's Tom Bowman about the U.S. effort to push the Taliban out of Kandahar in southern Afghanistan. Len Oppenheim of Red Bank, New Jersey, wanted to thank us for shedding light on the conditions there, but he also wanted to share a personal footnote about the Kandahar that was when he served there as a Peace Corps volunteer from 1964 to 66.
Oppenheim writes, "American men and women Peace Corps volunteers lived and worked in Kandahar City, free to wander throughout the city at will, on foot, bicycle, and by the two-wheeled horse-drawn carriages that served as taxis." He goes on to say that he will be sharing our series with his colleagues from that Peace Corps mission as they gather for a reunion this month.
And we received mixed reactions to my conversation with coastal geologist Rob Young, who recommends a go-slower approach to efforts now underway in the Gulf, building sand berms to keep oil offshore. Professor Young believes the berms are being hastily built without enough evidence that they'll actually work. Well, Ryan Taylor of Nashville writes, "Finally, someone is talking sense in regards to the oil spill and its cleanup. Now if we could just get local and federal officials to listen to more people like him."
But Clifford Kern of Metairie, Louisiana, took issue with Professor Young's skepticism, particularly this line.
"Doing something just to be looking like you're doing something is not the right thing to do."
Mr. Kern writes, "It might be said that those who cause the problem are trying to appear to be doing more than they are, but anyone who thinks that those who live in the area are involved in a charade simply don't know what they're talking about."
As always, we appreciate hearing from you. Please keep the emails coming. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.